Well, there was definitely that feeling in the draft room for a while. I think we got to a point where we felt like we needed to pick a defensive player because we were feeling a little guilty. But it's really the same process you go through every year. Our personnel department does a tremendous job in stacking the board, setting the board. The values are placed on the players where around we feel they belong, and the coaching staff has their opportunity to have input into that. And we really just trust the board and stay true to it.
Mike, can you talk about just the depth right now on this roster and maybe how tough you would anticipate if we have football, these cuts are going to be come August, September?
Well, I think it's very apparent just with the draft being completed that we've added depth and competition to our football team. That's something that is very apparent as we look at the depth chart, just as I'm sure you have also. And that's what you want. I felt last year's training camp was the most competitive training camp that we had up until this point in my tenure here in Green Bay. And I'm very optimistic that this year's training camp will be more competitive. So it's a process you go through. Those are good problems to have. We, just like everybody, we don't know what the schedule is going to be because of the labor situation. But we look for a very, very competitive training camp, so we'll be ready to go when we come out of training camp to take a run at another Super Bowl victory.
Mike, you spent a lot of time, developing offensive work for JaMychal Finley and his impact. I mean, what's it going to be like now? You've got so much more versatility with different types of tight ends you added today.
I'm a fan of the tight end position. I just think that the body type of tight ends and outside linebackers, there's versatility that they bring to the table. And it's more about offense and defense. I'm referring more to special teams. And the tight end position is going to be a very competitive situation. They're all athletic. They're all have the ability to play from the backfield, can play in the number two slot as a receiver, and give us the diversity that we continue to we would like to continue to play with. I think it was something that we really felt good coming out of training camp last year. I did have the injury to JaMychal and Donald Lee there early, and our younger guys, Tom and Corliss, did a good job of growing in those particular packages as the season went on. So you just want flexibility. That tight end position, the running back position, gives you that flexibility to move in and out of one back and two back concepts and get as much continuity as you can with your offensive front and your perimeter group.
Does Williams offer the potential to be special?
Well, definitely in space. I think we felt he had clearly one of the higher grades as far as his hands and ability to run after the catch. And I just know calling plays in this league when you're designing offenses, the ability to attack the middle of the field is something you don't have enough players to attack the middle of the field in the tight end position in the receivers that have the ability to win in the slot, bring that to the table. So that's something that we were very impressed with throughout the draft process, that his ability to catch the football and make plays.
Mike, what's some details, guy like you, handling all this uncertainty, dealing with it?
Well, we're like every team in the league, and I'm like every other head coach. You have a plan, and within your plan, you have to have adjustments. You have to have the ability to set schedules and adjust with the uncertainty of the times that we're in, and that's exactly what we're doing. We had the opportunity to communicate with our players there for a short time. We felt that was very beneficial just to check in with our players, and we have a schedule in place for labor or no, for either way this situation goes. So, has anything changed?
Mike, you won the Super Bowl. You've got JaMychal Finley, Ryan Grant coming back. You've got two first-round draft picks, on your offensive line now. You've got another running back, another wide receiver. I mean, is it almost feel like it's an embarrassment of riches on offense? And what more can you, how much better can you be on offense?
Well, I think any time you fall into the mindset of feeling you're a little better than you think you are, that's a mistake. I think it's factual. It's on paper. But you know, this is a team sport. There's a lot of things that happen throughout an offseason, a lot of things that can happen throughout a training camp, and we're a perfect example of what can happen throughout a season. So we will compete, train, and pull this group of men together. We'll line up with our best 53 when we come out of training camp, and we'll get ready to take whatever path that is put in front of us to be successful. And that's really as clear as I can state it. So I'm excited about the young men that have been added to our football team. They are prospects that we want to develop and hopefully contribute this year or in future years. Time will answer that. But we're a championship football team because of all the components involved, and to pull that together, it takes more than just one player here, one player there.
Mike, you weren't sure you were going to get a lot of snaps out of Balaga last year, and it worked out that he played a lot. I mean, he was confident that Derek could fill that same kind of role if need be.
I didn't catch the first part of your question.
I don't think you were expecting to have Balaga play as many snaps as he got last year going in. But is Derek as capable, do you think, if that need arise, that he could jump in and play?
Well, you prepare every player to play. I mean, we prepared Brian Balaga and the rest of the draft class when they got here to try to be ready to play as fast as they can. Now, I understand you have only so many team reps and so forth, but you try to get players ready to compete and contribute as fast as they can. I think we've done an excellent job playing with young players early, and that's something we'll accomplish with this group. That'll be our mindset when Derek and the rest of this draft class finally gets here. Now, we're in a little different landscape than we've been in prior years, and hopefully that will change here shortly. But we feel that getting players to play quickly has been a strength of our coaching staff, and we'll do the same when we get started with this group.
You have a pick until the fourth round on defense. Do you come out of this with any sense that you didn't do enough to help your defense, or you wish you could have done more?
I don't think so. It's about improving your football team. It's about improving the competition throughout your team. I understand that everybody looks at the depth chart and you think you may need a player here or there, but I think that's a mistake that you can fall into. You have to bring in players that have value, that can compete and make your team. And with that, we felt that a lot of times when we were looking for a certain position or talking about a certain position, it just kind of fell that way to us. So, I don't think you can ever go into a draft and say, okay, you've got 10 picks and 6 on offense, 4 on defense. You hope it balances out. And, at the end of the draft, it was close, 6-4. So, we're about getting better as a football team. And it's going to take everybody, just like it did last year, to be successful.
Mike, I feel like at the combine, you mentioned something about you thought your offense could have been better as good as it was. Are there areas that you really felt like you weren't as good as? You're awfully good offensively, but did you not think you were quite as good as maybe we thought?
We weren't the best offense in the league. I mean, that's the goal. I mean, the goal is to win the championship, number one. We accomplished that, and then you break it down, offense, defense, and special teams. We feel that we have more to offer offensively. It's a very common practice when you go through a season and you take all the reps, 1,000-plus plays that you competed with throughout your regular season and postseason, and you go back and you look at the reps that you trained in through training camp and through the offseason program. And, we didn't correlate as high as we have in the past, and frankly, a lot of that was due to injuries. So we feel we have more to offer. We have more offense that we really never got to last year, and we feel like we can do a better job looking forward.
I'm not sure how much time you spend worrying about if you guys are going to have the same hunger, but if you add 10 draft picks, does that potentially put some of those fears to rest?
Well, I mean, I'm pretty confident we're going to be a hungry football team this year. We have a new opportunity. It's a new challenge, a new mountain to climb. I think it's common practice. Anytime the NFL draft goes on, players do sit at home and, they're fully aware of who's been drafted, what round, and in what position. So there's nothing like competition, and we feel like we've added some competition on our football team today. That's something really with Derek. We're continuing to talk about it. It's a common practice, as we've drafted a number of tackles coming out of college, and they all don't line up and just play tackles. So, but the early conversations is we've been focused more on the left side right now, and that's something we'll continue to talk about as a staff.
I mentioned to Rob at the NFL meetings that you were going to tweak the training camp schedule. I know it's tentative because we don't know what's going to happen with the lockout, but how are you planning on changing it? Give us a little better idea.
Well, I think it'd be very premature for me to even talk about it right now because I don't even know what our off-season schedule is going to look like. So I've always approached the off-season and training camp as a whole. I think you have objectives and targets that you need to accomplish in the off-season program that can carry into your training camp. The structure of training camp will change. That has been completed. That's something that we have been working on as a staff. And I just think it'd be premature, I really don't want to discuss it publicly until I have a chance to talk about it first with our players.
What kind of conversations were there in the room today at the end about the way you guys maneuver and how much of that was related to that, inability to be better right now?
Well, there's definitely a philosophy out there to try to acquire as many seventh round picks as you possibly can to try to replace rookie free agency. Those conversations did go on, but we feel good about having 10 picks, and there was a number of players that we talked about throughout the sixth and seventh round, and frankly, the way it fell is we just stayed true to our board, so we didn't get caught up in our depth chart and feel like we needed another defensive lineman here or linebacker and things like that. We really stayed true to the board.
Mike, will you play any Wildcat with Cobb, or are you not a big fan of those packages?
Well, to me, the Wildcat is a package of deceptive play, and how much you want to major in it is really your choice. But Randall was not drafted, so we can play the Wildcat. And I'll just make that clear. Now, if we line up and do something like that, that'll be part of our deceptive packages that we have in there, every week. We have prepared as an offensive staff for this type of player being added to our offense, and it gives us some flexibility and just gives us the chance to get in some different looks and gives Aaron Rodgers an opportunity to maybe get some cleaner looks and defensive looks to help us in other concepts. So I understand that the Wildcat is in vogue right now in the National Football League, and if we line up in that, we'll probably call it something different, but he was not drafted for that.
Mike, how much of a transition do you think there will be for Alex Green from a spread offense to what you do? And then are there skill sets he has that maybe are a little different than the scouts offer you in the draft?
Well, I think any time a player, particularly that plays into the core of an offense, comes from a spread, there's definitely carryover to situational football on the first and third down. I think it's a very important situation in offensive football. So his ability to recognize protections, with both tackles playing with open ends, and he'll have some carryover there, one back runs and things like that. So those are all components that we have in our offense. I really like the size and just his ability to get to the second level, break a defender down or breaking tackles on the second level. So I think he's a very instinctive inside runner. I think he's an excellent fit for the way we play on offense, particularly in our run back concepts.
I know you kind of hit on this a second ago, but how exciting is it for you to have a guy like Cobb who does things that you guys have been able to do, and then look the kick return option as well?
Well, it's very exciting. Every time you add a perimeter player that gives you an opportunity to maybe create one-on-ones for somebody else or put him in a position to play in a one-on-one situation where he's an exciting player when he gets the ball in his hands. That's what it's all about. This game is about matchups. There's only so many formations you can line up in, and there's only so many things the defense can do against you. At the end of the day, individuals need to win their matchups, and Randall's definitely a matchup player.
What kind of look will Cobb get as a returner?
Excuse me?
What kind of look will Cobb get as a return man?
Randall will have an opportunity to be part of our return game.
Special
there? I'm sorry? Absolutely. I think he's a multi-dimensional football player as far as punt return, kickoff return, in the slot. I mean, he's played the Wildcat. I mean, he's been a holder on PAT, so he's a very talented multi-dimensional football player.
How much of a hindrance is the lockout, the delay on the guys that you just drafted?
It doesn't help them. I mean, I think that's obvious if you cannot get your rookie class in here to get to work. So, you know, maybe that won't be the case. Our rookie orientation is scheduled for 2 weeks from this weekend. So hopefully that they'll get, hopefully they'll be able to participate in that.
Mike, I know you can't add all choir boys, but you and Ted talk a lot about the importance of character and chemistry, and reading the backgrounds of a lot of these guys, they at least come off as good guys. You can't quantify that like a 40 time and a vertical jump. Why is that so important, and how do you try and make sure that those are the kind of guys that you add?
Well, team chemistry is very, very important to our success here in Green Bay. We feel it's one of the building blocks of our program, so it is important. It really comes at the responsibility of the personnel department, and I think it speaks volumes about our scouts, the relationships they have in their areas, and the ability to get to know these prospects, to have a grade, you know, both physically and on their character, because you do want to make sure you're bringing the right type of people into your program the best you can. I mean, there's not an absolute science to it, as would be on a 40-yard dash and things like that. But we feel team chemistry is very important. We feel is a very important component of our success in winning Super Bowl 45.
I mean, can you win in spite of it, in spite of not having great chemistry?
I think history would show you that people may have won in spite of it. But, I mean, it's an approach, but I don't think it's an absolute. But the chemistry, the leadership in your locker room is very important.
Mike, do you feel torn in some ways because on one side you're on the management side of things with the lockout, and on the other, and as a coach, you want to see players get in and start working out. Is that tough for you personally?
I'm just focused on our football team, what's best for our football team. So I don't have a role one way or the other. I'm probably like everybody else. You have to stand here and answer their questions appropriately. But I think everybody's ready to get back to work. So hopefully we can get this thing resolved.
Like, how much contact were you able to have with guys? I mean, in that small window, how many guys did you get to talk to?
Well, pretty much every position coach, I think, was able to talk. I mean, it was more the players calling in than coaches calling out just because of the window, how long the window was open. So, but we felt the communication was very good throughout the staff.
Why was it so good? Were you checking on injured guys, or were you trying to relay a message, like, you know, follow the rules of the normal season? What was so important?
Yeah, you know, I really didn't get into this. To specifics, you know, we told them we had a plan, and they joked, they assured that we did have a plan, and but just really to check in to see how they were doing, and you just want the communication between really the players and the assistant coaches. Didn't get caught up in the specifics, and you know, we had opportunity to talk about some things that, you know, as a team that are in front of us, and but it was just really good to touch base with those guys.